And I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path? Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of.
Many of you might have recognized this this song by Amy Grant. This was a request by Jeff this morning. Jeff got with me this morning when I first got here and asked if I would play that before the message this morning. And I had no idea whether I hadn't heard it before. And I didn't know if it would match up with my message or not. And I got to looking at it, and I'll be darned if it didn't. Last week we talked about gratitude, and we talked about Mary, as a matter of fact, the gratitude of Mary and the being used of God. And here we had a teenage girl and being interrupted in her life, interrupted in the middle of the night, awoken in her sleep by an angel to tell her that she would be with child, but not in the usual way. And here she was. She was engaged to be married to Joseph, and all the things that would not be in line with the plan that she had for her life, the plan that she and Joseph had for their lives together, and the hardships that this might be, but yet she said, to God, nonetheless, I am your servant. Use me. Let me be as you would use me. She was grateful. She had gratitude in her heart for what God had planned for her. And so now, now Thanksgiving's over. We don't have to be thankful anymore, right? No. Heavens, no. Gratitude and thanksgiving in the lives of Christians and the lives of everyone should be an ongoing, perpetual thing in our lives, every single day, every single moment, being grateful for everything that God does for us. We talked about the answered prayers this morning that God is continually doing for us. We lift His name up, we ask, we lift His name up in prayer. For health needs, we ask for different issues in our lives, and God is constantly with us and guiding us through, even when the answer is no. He's there to help us through those adversities and things in our lives. But God is our Father. He is our guide and our rock and our refuge in when those times come. God was just such a God and just such a Father to Mary and to Joseph and even to the baby Jesus when he was born at a time when it was dangerous for baby boys to be born. Nonetheless, Jesus was born in a perfect time, in the perfect timing of God. Timing is everything. Last night was not a perfect time to be out on the roads driving. My wife and I, Jody and I, and Jordan, were on our way back from Albion last night. We went to, probably yesterday was not a perfect timing to be playing football either, if you're a Michigan fan. We had been down at the Michigan-Ohio State football game, and then coming back from Albion last night, it was treacherous. The roads, you couldn't tell where the shoulder was. You couldn't tell where the center line was. It was very unnerving, to say the least. We probably didn't get above 50 miles an hour all the way home, but we got home safely. So God was good, and God guided us and protected us and delivered us home. But there's a guy that. Many of you probably know if you're music enthusiasts here this morning, especially if you're a hip-hop artist enthusiast. Stephen Lazy Bone Howes, his name is, a famous hip-hop artist with a Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum band. His band, his name is called Bone Thugs in Harmony. So if you've got many of his albums laying around at home, I'm sure you recognize this guy. Anyway, he and his band were driving through Wyoming on their way to a concert to promote their new album, Perfect Timing was the name of the new album. They were promoting that. When out of nowhere, a car came careening towards them. Well, Lazy Bones says this. He says, he went from one side of the road to the other side of the road, left and right and left and right, and a quarter of a mile up, oncoming traffic was coming. So, you know, we were screaming. We were scared for him. The car narrowly missed several vehicles before spinning out of control and coming to a stop right in front of Lazy Bones' car. He and the other witnesses, or band members, I guess, were certain that they would find evidence of alcohol and drugs. They rushed to the vehicle to see if they could help in some way. Now, what they found was a man incoherently babbling with no smell of alcohol whatsoever on his breath, nor evidence of any in the car. It didn't take long for them to come to the conclusion that this was possibly some kind of blood sugar issue. Now, Lazy Bones quickly ran to his car and fetched fruit and chocolate, which they had been carrying for his road snacks. And he began frantically feeding the man, helping to stabilize his blood sugar until paramedics could arrive. So what did this perfect timing rapper have to say about his efforts? Well, I guess you could say that I was in the right place at the right time to be of some assistance. That's the understatement of the world. Quick thinking, a little preparedness, and a willingness to respond were all that it took for Lazy Bones to save a life. I want to ask this morning, are you ready, willing, and are you ready to save people that God places in your path if the issue arises? God presents each of us with opportunities to make a difference in the lives of another. Maybe even a stranger, a complete stranger. Spiritually and physically needy people are around us all over the place. We're in the right place at the right time more than we care to admit. Have you ever stopped to consider how important timing is to everything that we do? Do you plant tomatoes in November? Or do you tap trees to make for maple syrup in July? I know you don't. I've talked to Rick about this a lot of times, about the importance of when you get that sap and when you don't, and it only flows for a certain period of time, and then if the weather changes, the sap's all done and you're done for the year. You get what you get. You don't throw a fit, right? No, you don't do those things at those times. Why not? Because it's not the right time. There is a right time for such activities and there's wrong times. Starting a new diet just a few days before Thanksgiving probably is not the best timing. Now think about the importance of timing in our daily lives. If you've ever missed a flight, an airplane flight, because you were so much as even 1 minute late for the boarding call, for the last boarding call, you know the importance of timing. You're delayed at work, but because of that delay, you miss a major traffic accident on the route that you would have taken to get home. If you're a parent of a preschooler, you understand the importance of timing, even so much as 1 minute taking your eyes off that preschooler can make the difference between that child disappearing from sight and getting into mischief or getting into trouble, or you don't know where they've disappeared to. Does 1 minute make a difference? Just ask those who made it out of the Twin Trade Towers minutes before their collapse. One moment, 1 60-second interval of time at just the right moment can make all the difference in the world. The difference between life and death. You know, with the Christmas season only weeks away now, we need to let our focus be to experience the miracle of Christmas. It's so easy to get all wrapped up, pardon the pun, in the activity of the season that we miss the miracle of Christmas. The Christmas season, let's spend some time, some moments reflecting on the significance of Christ's birth. This morning our text is very short, very pointed and poignant, very, very directed to the point we're going to make this morning in our message. One simple verse. And it's not one of the Gospels, as you might expect. If you have your Bibles, turn to the Epistle of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Won't take us long to get through this. One verse. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Galatians 4:4 it's short and it's simple. It's a simple verse, but we don't normally think of this in relation to Christmas, do we? It's not the first verse that rolls off your tongue when you think about Christmas, the Christmas story. But it is an incredible verse just the same, and when we focus on the truth of its content, it does in fact bring our thoughts back around to the birth of the Savior. It says, but when the fullness of the time came, the fullness of the time, timing is everything, remember, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Did you get that? Paul says here, when the fullness of the time came. Now the NIV, that's in the NASB. The NIV says, when the set time had fully come, just kind of takes those words and rearranges them a little bit. The CSB translation, that's the Christian Standard Bible, says, when the time had come to completion, at just the right time, God sent His Son. You want to get right down to it. Just the right time that God had planned for it, had known, He knew when it was going to be from before the time of creation. He knew when He was going to send His Son. He knew when we needed Him most. And He knew when His plan would come to fruition. And this was it. This was it. That represents the miracle of the moment. Distractions. Remember last week we talked about distractions and how we don't like to have our plans distracted or interrupted. We have our plans in life, and when somebody comes along and interrupts those plans, we don't like that very well. We just don't like going outside of the brackets of those plans we have and the way we think things ought to go. But did you ever go to a magic show at a carnival? You know, it really isn't magic. There is no such thing as magic, right? And if they're honest about it, they'll tell you right up front, they're not magicians, they're illusionists. Sleight of hand. Watch my left hand while my right hand is doing something different, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's an art. That's pretty good if you can pull that off and make something look like it's happening that really isn't happening. They get you so busy looking at what they're doing with their one hand that you never notice what's going on with the other hand. Of course, that's by intention. That's by intention. But we often get our attention diverted by all the busyness of every day. Every single day, we see the things that are going on around us that we think this is normal things. These are the things that are going. This should be happening. This should be happening. And then we don't notice the things that happen that really are happening right under our noses. We often get our attention diverted by all the busyness of everyday life that we miss the more mundane, less flamboyant, albeit perhaps more important, things. Again, God's word says, when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. But the reality is, most people miss the miracle of the moment. The most important thing in the entire universe, the most important thing in history, happened and nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. It was written in the scriptures of history. For over 700 years, this was in, for the Jews, it was right there under their noses. If they were scholars of Scripture, they should have been able to have followed that right to a T and know and saw where he would be. And when this happened, they would have been able to look at that and say, man, that's him. That's him. And they would have even knew where to look, right? The reality is most people miss the miracle of the moment. John chapter 1 and verse 11 says, he came to his own and those who were his own did not receive him. Some translations say they did not recognize him. His own people did not recognize him. Most people did not recognize the significance of Christ's birth at the time. People were much too busy to pay any attention to the young girl giving birth to her firstborn child in a stable in Bethlehem. Bethlehem Ephrathah. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. You see, at just the right time in history, Jesus was born. The birth of Jesus into the world wasn't a matter of coincidence. His coming was part of God's divine plan established before the foundation of the world. Warren Wiersbe says this in his book, Be Free. He says, historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time Jesus was born. The old religions were dying. The old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mystery religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of his son. See, we learn from secular history that the Roman Empire played a role in preparing the world for the birth of Jesus. Imagine that. The ones who were least likely to recognize Jesus, the least likely to want to have anything to do with the birth of the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, they played a role in all of this. The Romans had constructed a system of roads connecting city to city, making travel easier at this particular time than at any time in history. To get from town to town, city to city, anywhere within the empire. or the known world, I guess, at that time. The world was at peace under what was known as Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. Roman laws protected its citizens and its soldiers guarded that peace. The Latin and Greek languages became the universal language of that you could be understood in virtually any one of the nations in the known world. That made communication possible throughout the world. The Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah were all in place. At exactly the right time, God sent His Son. Now also, God provides His Son at an answer to the coming of the Messiah at exactly the right moment. Many people will be content to go through the motions. They'll bury themselves in the busyness of the season, the Christmas festivities, the gift buying, the decorating, the banquets, all the normal expected things. The things the illusionist wants you to focus on in his right hand without ever experiencing the miracle of Christmas in the left hand. But some of this holiday season needs nothing short of a miracle. The good news is that God comes to us at just the right time with just what we need for the moment. His blessings are never, never late. Listen to these promises. Listen to these promises from God's Word to see His character and how it's reflected. Psalm 145, verse 15. The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due time. Exactly the right time, in due time. Psalm 104, verse 27. They all wait for You to give them their food in due time. Not early, not late, in due time. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 14 says that He will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and the late rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. It comes just at the right time, precisely. See, God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you need. At just the right time, He will come to you and provide what you need for the moment. Not what you needed yesterday or last month. Not what you're going to need 6 months from now. What you need for the moment. What you need for today. You know, back when the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, and he sent the manna from heaven and the quail, and he told them, every day you go out and you gather up what you need for the day, and don't be gathering up excess so that you can stockpile it and hoard it so that you've got more than everybody else, because it's just going to rot. You gather what you need for today. I'll provide your needs for today. And tomorrow, I'll provide what you need for tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So you depend upon Me for every single day's needs. And He tells us the same thing now, today. Give us this day our daily bread. Ever heard that before? But yet we sit here and worry about what we're going to do about next year, what we're going to do about next month, what we're going to do about next week. God will take care of those things. Rely upon Him for today. And you know what? You're going to be taken care of tomorrow, and you're going to be taken care of the day after that. He knows what you need. His timing is always perfect. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 8 says, "Keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion." My portion. What I need. God not only came at just the right time, He continues to come to us at just the right time. Just when we need Him most, He's there. Anybody relate to that? He's there right when we need Him, isn't He? He was there for Ronnie DeVries right when he needed him, wasn't he? He was there for Pat Witt right when he needed him, wasn't he? He was there for Rick Hilden right when he needed him. So many of us, I think every single one of us can think of a time when He was there right when He needed you, when you needed Him. Not sometime later or sometime way before. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." When do you need a miracle? When do you need a miracle? When you have no more options, and no more resources, you are in a position to receive a miracle from God. When you're all out of, when your back's against the wall, that's when you need a miracle. He has promised to come at just the right time and provide just what you need for the moment. When you are utterly helpless, Christ still comes to us today. And He says, now is the right time or the right moment. It seems like we're always waiting for just the right time to do something. We're waiting for just the right time to make that commitment in our lives to Christ as Savior and Lord. I'll get around to it sometime, right? I need to get right with Christ. I got to get around to it one of these times. I remember when we were going to St. Louis, Keith Wise was preaching a sermon about that, and he handed out these circles, and in the middle it said, "To it." And he says, everybody needs to get one of these before you leave today. These are round to its, because I want every one of you to get around to it before, you know, when it comes to serving the Lord. If you have never made your commitment to Christ, if you've never made Christ your personal Lord and Savior, today's the day that you're going to get around to it. We all need that. None of us can make that excuse any longer. Today is the day of salvation. We're waiting for just the right time to make the commitment, that commitment of our life to Christ as Savior and Lord. Maybe you're waiting for just the right time to commit to a closer walk, to a closer walk with Christ. You're a Christian. You've been a Christian for a long time, but you think, you know, I need to be a little closer to Him, and I need to make that commitment to be closer and to make Him number one in my life. I'll get around to that sometime too. Maybe you're waiting for just the right time to commit to a closer walk with Christ, or maybe you've been waiting for just the right time to give up that bad habit in your life. Self-control, to taking self-control over those things in your life that you know you've been putting in front of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, "At the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, Now is the acceptable time. Now, today, right now. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the right time to make that commitment to Christ. Jesus said in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Now is the right time to make that commitment to Christ and receive God's gift of salvation. Now is the time to renew your commitment to walk in close fellowship to Christ. The right time is now to draw close to the Lord. One moment in time can determine an eternity, an eternal destiny. Right now is just such a moment. You don't have to live your life separated from God's love and blessing. Today is the right time to receive God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. If you have never made a commitment in your life to Jesus Christ, receiving Him as your Lord and Savior, then I want to invite you today to make that decision. To make that decision. I know that probably everyone in here, most everyone in here has made that decision. But the other one that I talked about, this commitment to making a closer walk with Him, to making Him first in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will find their place. That's one that I think a lot of us struggle with at some point in our Christian maturity, in our Christian life. Maybe that's one that you've never come to grips with. If it is for you, let today be the day that you get around to it. This moment can change your earthly direction as well as your eternal direction, your eternal destiny. Choose Jesus and you are choosing an abundant life on earth and an eternal life with Jesus in heaven. It's just what you need for just this moment. That represents the miracle of Christmas. Will you recognize the moment that for that is truly, that true moment truly is a miracle? Don't put off making your commitment. Don't put off making your decisions today. Will you pray with me? Most gracious Heavenly Father, You are such a wonderful and loving and compassionate Father. Father, You gave Your only Son, sent Him into this world to be with us, Lord, and to sacrifice His precious, sinless blood for us. Father, we thank You. We praise You. Our gratitude is beyond anything words can describe. All this so that we could have a second chance, that we could be reconciled unto You, Father. Father, that we could have a life eternal with You. Father, we praise You. We glorify Your name today. We pray, Father, that if there's anyone today that has a decision to make for You, Lord, I just pray for Your conviction in their life. We pray, Father, for them to make today the day of salvation for them. Lord, we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our only Lord and Savior. Amen.